Hello there, I'm Jimmy Chatton, and I've had some questions in the back of my mind. As the festivities for the end of the decade kick off, I wonder if I should really feel this good. Thus, the doubt that all self-conscious humans will experience creeps in. In an act of holiday vulnerability, I thought to share these things with you. Well, you get to listen in on it, but this is more an exercise for myself. I'll pose a few questions, then freeform an answer, a walkthrough of sorts, to understand where these anxieties are coming from, and what I'm going to do about them. So, buckle up, folks. We're going to get after it. The first question is, am I an imposter in my programming, my game making, my writing, my friendship? Oof. Okay, well, this is a big one. Let me write this down. Okay, tackle each one on its own. For programming, it's my day job. Am I the best programmer? No. Not in the world, not in my industry, not in my city. Not in my company. Not on my team. But consider this. Do I do a good job? Yes. I tackle big jobs. I get those jobs done quickly. I communicate with all teams and individual contributors quickly. And my code doesn't crash the build server. I'm getting better. Objectively, looking at my 3.5 years of current work, and a decade of programming experience prior, I've multi-million dollar testaments to my work, ethic, and impact. That's it. I've made an impact. One I want to make more of. To do that, also consider that I don't want to be a programmer even by the end of 5 years. I can demonstrably be of better use as a leader of peoples. Yes, there's a lot of responsibility in that. Being a leader, there's not a lot of gratitude either. It's in my nature, though. I am compelled to make things better. So, what's better, though? Divine terms. Removing suffering from the experience of others. If job statistics are anything to go by, most employees leave because of bad leaders, bad managers. That sounds like a lot of suffering, and that's an area I can help in, really help, which I aim to make clear every chance I get. So, am I a pretender at work and in programming? No. Clearly not. Well, how about game making, the other part of this question? I am kind of mediocre. I've been out of the serious game-making gig for a while. Do I still dabble? Sure. As a hobbyist who always seeks to make things better, heck, they're in my goals. Though, does that translate into being something I'm not? I think I have to settle on a no here. I'm not an imposter game-maker. I'm a hobbyist, with a little professional and academic experience, without lofty pronouncements of my game-making prowess. I'm not an imposter. Then, am I an imposter in writing? Okay. For this one, I'll say yes. I write sporadically. I push writing to the bottom of any priority list. I take easy routes instead of getting hands-on a keyboard and just write. I plan and I debate and I scheme. How a book can be a standalone or a 10-cover epic. But I don't put in the word count. And that's on me. Oh dear. Ah. That's, well, We're here to face the truth, Jimmy. Truth hurts. Figure it out. Alright, this is an area to improve. Writing. Got it. And for the last part of the question, the am I a bad friend part. Let's add that on too. Yes, my feelings seem to be justified. I get wrapped up with what's in front of me. I script podcasts instead of checking in on my friends near and far. I let communication slip in favor of filling out spreadsheets. What kind of friend does that? Shoot. I suck. I really suck. And this is hurting my heart a bit. Shoot. I have it. I have that goal, see? The goal to do my end-of-year review. I am including a review of the people that meant the most to me. So, just, I don't forget. I can and will reach out to these people. I can see about making a habit of it. Maybe with a new goal in 2020. I can do better. I will. Okay, we got this. But a quick break so I can mull this over. I'll start the recording in just a little bit. Okay, back. What a doozy of a first question. What's this next one? In a tangent of the programmer imposter question, should I stay at work or apply elsewhere? Okay. This has been on my mind for a while, just to admit. Let's look at it a little more closely, see? First, the negatives. Let's list these down. Could I get higher pay? Sure. Should I get higher pay? Glassdoor seems to think so. Could I be challenged with different kinds of work? Be a greater contributor to society? Why do I ask these things? Yes. Yes, I could. But consider the benefits. Literally a 5-minute commute time, 12 minutes total from locking my door to sitting at my desk, parties galore, one even tonight as I record this podcast, a corporate challenge every year that gets me competing and winning at all sorts of things. Pay that is still getting me towards my ultimate goal of financial independence. I have friends here. And the work? It doesn't drain me. Most of the time. So, I have the capacity for personal projects. This podcast as a case in point. I can entertain friends. And I can go out. Heck, Las Vegas itself is a benefit for the cost of living, location, weather, activities. Considering all of that, there's no reason why I should look for additional work at this time. Well, maybe as an exercise in test-taking and to know my worth, making it someday worth moving on. But for now, no, stay put. Next question. Am I working on the right stuff? This would be my goals, I think. And that's a good question. Tough to answer. Let's break it down. Am I enjoying the work? Yes. I'd say my goals should be enjoyable or lead to things exponentially more enjoyable than the current activity. I think we got that. Does my work contribute to my end goals and financial independence? Sure. They're largely cheap, keep me out of trouble, and might be sold in the future. Who knows? Which would also answer the question of if other people would see this work and recognize it. I guess I could be better at getting my work noticed. Okay, I could be a lot better. Let me jot that down. But I do seem to feel, given this self-analysis and walkthrough, that I am indeed working on the right stuff. However, as I peek ahead at the next question, I may need to include even more stuff. And that next question being, am I reserving enough time for myself? Am I reserving enough time for myself? I know what I intended when I wrote this. I meant, am I spending enough time playing games, reading books, watching quality media, listening to music, dancing, hiking, going out? I don't think so. But when I think about the time I spend, it's on my goals, which should be serving me, right? So I'm spending time on myself, yeah. But what about the frivolous things? The stop to smell the roses stuff. In that case, no. I live a very minimally hedonistic lifestyle now. Not so before. Maybe it's time to include a little more spice. Maybe the pendulum swung a little too far. At least there's the end-of-year goal, where I do intend to do a bit of partying with my audits. That should do for now. Though the dive into this question begs further review come 2020. Jot that down too. Next question. Am I including enough time for others? I think we already answered this one. No. The answer is no. At least to those who count. I haven't done a time audit yet for this year, but I do feel many people take of my time. I just don't give the right amount to those that ought to have it most. And that's on me. My responsibility to take control of my life. To say no more. I think that might be a goal for next January. Something along the lines of assertiveness, or I have to say no 3 times a day when others ask of me. We'll see. I'll record this for later. Do I deserve to do that which I think is fun? Am I a slave driver for myself? Heck yes, I deserve to do a bit of fun stuff. It's a must if what I do is to continue indefinitely. After earlier questions, it's more a matter of a balance between fun and necessity. Fun that is producing and fun that is frivolous. Sounds about right. Something to confirm later. But to add to this question, simply, yes, I do deserve to do that which I think is fun. Am I too selfish or too selfless? Most folks would tell me I'm too selfless. Some people who've gotten to know me closely would suggest I'm too selfish, though they've never accused me of this in person. Yes, I am selfish in that my nature is self-centered. I am my own best company, as I only need a capacity to contemplate to have a good time. And I always have something to work on. So if someone isn't asking for my time will be allocated. And that feeds into the answer to the previous question. Am I being a good friend? The answer is no. Because I'm working on myself and my projects. And I'm forgetting to include others in that. Maybe I can be selfish in a way that includes people. I want my relationships to flourish. Is that selfish? Sure. Altruism is dead, which is a topic for another cast. But can that energy help others? Remove their suffering or bring them joy? Definitely. So, back to previous answers. I need to spend more time on the right people, cultivating the right friendships. It takes 2 gardeners to grow and keep alive something special. And that's it. That's the last question. Or at least I'll make it so, since the other things on my mind are pretty personal. Existential even. While I've also taken my sweet time with this current podcast. Wow, that's a lot. I look forward to going over what I came up with. It'll guide possible behavior changes in the future, to better myself and my relationship with others, which seem to be a major theme here, answering these questions. So, what questions are bothering you? Let's talk about them. Message me on my blog's contact page at jimmychatton.com, or reach out privately on Twitter at jimmychatton. Really, thank you for listening to this drudgery. In this, I've violated a tenet of mine to show no public weakness. Its questions or doubts can be viewed as weakness. Others don't care about the work being put in behind victories. It's the end result that matters. However, after talking with many privately, they, and you, listener, have doubts. Don't worry, you're not alone. Hopefully this has shown you that. Here's to some better news and celebrations next week. Cheers for now, and good luck with your own questions.